This is After the Game, our regular post-game feature on 92.7theband.com as we take a look back at Saugatuck High football action with head coach Bill Dunn. Good, bad, and unfortunately the ugly, I think was the best way to describe the performance in the opener against Blanchard Montebello. Bad in the beginning was 16-0, back to get a 22-16 lead, and then they swamped the Indians with five touchdowns in the last quarter and a half. You just shake your head about the way the football fortunes can go.
Yep, that's a big mo there. You know, momentum, they had it early, then we regained it, and they finished it. So, you know, I give our guys a lot of credit. You know, we went into the game with 15 healthy bodies, and we left the game with 13. So, you know, there was a good fight there. But, you know, to be honest with you, that's happened over the years. That first game, there's a lot of conditioning issues. And with only 15 healthy bodies to start with, we knew it was going to be a challenge. Montebello is a senior-laden team, 14 seniors on their football team, and they're good kids. You know, they're big, fast, and strong. And to be honest with you, you know, just outlasted us, and that's a credit. Good football team. They did a lot of positive things, but there's only so much fight in the dog, and, you know, we just kind of ran out of gas. So
a lot of the fight was provided by Blake Dunn. Your son did an excellent job in all aspects of the game. A little bit of mistake at the end in terms of that kickoff coverage that really broke the back of the Indians, but other than that, you know, returned for a touchdown, threw for a touchdown, ran for a touchdown. You asked him a lot. He delivered.
Yeah, and again, he's still learning, still a sophomore, he's still a 15-year-old kid, and he's got a lot of pressure on him. You know, I mean, we're asking him to be out there for 48 minutes handling special teams, defense, offense, run the ball, throw the ball, and you know, when you're not fully loaded, you know, offensively, you're limited in what you can do, and you know, we got a lot of young guys that need to learn the game at the varsity level, and that's going to take time. You know, we've got some kids, Tristan Gumpert, Noah Evelyn, Jordan Mitchell, have potential, but they're still young. And two of those guys never played varsity football. So, you know, it's going to take time, and hopefully we're going to learn a lot after this game and get better.
Joe, before he got hurt, had caught a touchdown pass. I thought he was making some a pretty nice tight end.
Yes, he was, and he's an excellent wide receiver. You know, he can work inside, he can work outside, he's got excellent hands, he runs good routes, and, you know, it's just unfortunate he had to take that hit at the end there. But he'll bounce back. He's a tough kid, and he'll get reevaluated, as Cole will, from the doctors, and we'll kind of go from there.
All right, Montebello in the background, in the back of your mirror. Marcellus, a week from Friday, you get into league opponents, and as you said, numbers are a little bit tough. Some decisions have to be made.
Absolutely. Yep, we got to decide if we got enough healthy bodies to go into Marcellus. You know, we know what they do. They know what we do. You know, we're trying to open things up a little bit and utilize some of our athleticism and speed. So, you know, a little bit of twist, but we know what they're going to do to us. And so, you know, they're going to be physical up front. They're well coached, and we got to bounce back.
Head Coach Bill Dunn, thank you as always for joining us after a tough loss in more ways than one, and we wish you and the Indians well next weekend. Marcellus.
Thanks, sir.
It was a tough night for the Saugatuck Indians. Blanchard Montebello defeats Saugatuck by a 52-22 score. Join us next Friday night for Saugatuck High football as the Indians take on the Marcellus Wildcats at Jarvis Memorial Field. We'll be on the air at 6:40 here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com.